Well, grace to you and peace from God our Father, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So back before Christmas, I had to go to Office Depot to get some labels for our Christmas cards. Found what I wanted, bought them, and kind of thought that was that. A few days later, Office Depot emailed me, and they said, "Thank you for your recent purchase. We would appreciate your feedback. Remember, you get $2 back in rewards for approved product reviews. All you have to do is enter your member number when you complete the review so we know who deserves the credit." Sounds like a good deal. I usually don't write product reviews, but for a $2 credit, sure. I'll write a couple sentences. Even though I don't normally write reviews, I do often read them. And as it turns out, I'm not alone in that. At the highlight of the 2016 holiday shopping season, Pew Research Center released their survey called Online Shopping and E-Commerce. And although the report covered a whole bunch of ground, one thing it specifically talked about was customer reviews and how they have a huge impact on our shopping decisions. One summary of the report said, "As you might expect, a relatively small proportion of American consumers write reviews compared to those who read and rely on them. Roughly half of the consumers surveyed sometimes create their own reviews of products and services, with just under half reviewing restaurants. But the percentage of consumers surveyed who rely on reviews was around 82%. But the report also said that when we rely on them, we're also cautious about whether they're trustworthy. Since reviews are such a powerful influence on what we buy, does that mean the positive reviews are just fake and there to make us buy the product? Or are they actually legitimate praise?" Right, Amazon, for example, sometimes marks reviews as verified to show that they are legit. I mean, like, what would someone think of my online review for printer labels? Right, yes, I had a positive experience with them, so my review was legit, but I also did it to get the $2 credit. So am I trustworthy for that review? Should other shoppers believe what I wrote? It's kind of like celebrity endorsements, too. Are celebrities really trustworthy when they promote something? Or are they just doing it to get a paycheck? Think about Shaquille O'Neal, for example. Since his retirement from basketball in 2011, Shaq still reportedly earns $25 to $30 million a year just for his endorsements. And you've probably seen some of them. He advertises things like Icy Hot, Burger King, Kraft Foods, Pepsi, Comcast, Taco Bell, the General Insurance, and a whole bunch of others. Last spring, one of Shaq's NBA colleagues, Charles Barkley, was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And he told Stephen that he thinks Shaq has no shame when it comes to what he endorses. Barkley even said, "Every time I look at the TV, there's no doubt in my mind that he's going to do a commercial for tampons any day. It's just a matter of time." So product reviews are tricky. Even though we don't often write them, we do rely on them. And even though we rely on them, we sometimes doubt if the author is trustworthy. Did the person have a positive experience? Or are they just saying something nice to get a kickback from it? Why should we believe what they said? Well, I thought about all this when I read the gospel reading for today, because it sounded to me like a lot of product reviews for Jesus. All right, first we hear John speaking. He sees Jesus coming towards him and declares his review. Five stars, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Then he admits that he's promoting Jesus only because he first heard the review from God. I myself did not know it, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." So God told John to look out for Jesus. John listened, saw him, and told others about it. The next day, as John is standing with two of his own disciples, he sees Jesus again and gives another positive review. "Look, here is the Lamb of God, five stars." Those two disciples then follow Jesus. One of them was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. After meeting Jesus, Andrew found Peter and then gives his own review. "We have found the Messiah," he said. Peter and the other disciples will then, of course, spread the word to others. So God told John, who told Andrew, who told Peter. But why should Andrew listen to John's review? Why should he believe it when John said, "God told me so"? And why should Peter listen to his brother Andrew? Are these reviews Amazon verified? Or are these guys getting some kind of kickback from it? Why are these fishermen reliable sources when it comes to the Messiah? I mean, if you've got a fishing question, sure, of course they'd be a good source. But matters of faith? They don't seem like they'd be the most reliable. Sometimes we feel that way about ourselves. Like if someone asks us a question about our area of expertise, then we feel fine. Right? We can answer the question. That's what we've studied. That's what we can teach others about. But if someone asks us about faith, then maybe we're not so sure. But here's the good news. When we tell others about Jesus, it's not about us. Faith does not mean certainty or expertise. I mean, even John, who people were going out to listen to, even he didn't know that Jesus was the Lamb of God until the Spirit came upon him. And yet John could still tell others. In the same way, if Shaq, who knows basketball, can promote something like car insurance, which he probably knows nothing about, then everyday people like us can still talk about Jesus. That means if somebody asks you a question of faith that you don't know the answer to, it's okay to say, "I don't know." Even we pastors don't have all the answers. Instead, what all of us are doing is simply what John did for Andrew and what Andrew did for Peter. We are simply saying, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Come and see him with me." Who cares if these guys were fishermen? Who cares if we're not experts? Who cares if people think we're not the most reliable source? Jesus is still the Lamb of God, regardless of who says it. That, my friends, is evangelism. And yes, I know that can be a bad word for some Lutherans. And asking a Lutheran to do evangelism often sounds like a churchy way of saying write a product review for Jesus. Very few of us seem to do it, but we still rely on those who do all the time, even if we question their credibility. And sometimes we question them because often evangelism is portrayed as being pushy or waving some doom and gloom sign on the street corner or going door to door. But that's not really the point. Evangelism is simply telling the good news of Jesus to others. It's just pointing him out to them. Anybody can do that. The popular and the unpopular, the famous and the forgotten, the experts and the novices, the men and the women, the old and the young, anyone and everyone can tell others about Jesus. Just like even Shaq can tell people about car insurance. But this is where the product review metaphor breaks down, though. Because Jesus is not a product to be sold. That's because we don't have to buy him. Instead, he has bought us from the powers of sin and death and evil. Our job is to proclaim and celebrate this one who loves us like no other. And part of that means telling other people about him. It means talking about the positive experiences we have when we live in him. Right? Anyone can do that. Think about the people who have helped you grow in faith. Think about those who pointed Jesus out to you. Think about those who invited you to come and see. They weren't trying to sell you a product. Instead, they were encouraging you to have a relationship with Jesus. Like maybe the people who helped you were your parents when you were growing up. Right? You learned from an early age that Jesus was someone to love. And more importantly, someone who loved you. Or maybe you didn't know about Jesus until later in life. Even then, someone still told you about it. Someone still pointed out to you this one who is the Messiah. And more importantly, they showed you what difference he made in their lives. And I bet they were just everyday regular people. Whoever they were for you, you trusted them and what they said. Even if they weren't experts or some credible source by the world standards. They followed Jesus, and they wanted you to follow him too. And today, we get to do that for others too. And even if you can't write some flowery review, even if you don't get divine Office Depot rewards credits for telling people about Jesus, even if others think that you aren't a credible source, you can still say, come and see, just like those who came before you. And sometimes that's all you need to say. Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. I don't know everything about him, but I know he's worth following. Come and see him with me. Let's see where he takes us. That is something that John and Andrew and Peter and you and me and even Shaq could tell others. Because it's not about us. It's about Jesus. So come and see. In the name of the one we proclaim, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen.